Hey, everybody. This is Ari Mejia for Vocalo Radio. So I'm the producer of This Is What Chicago Sounds Like. And last week, something really cool happened when I went to interview the owner of Taste of Lebanon. If you haven't listened to that episode, no sweat. You can go back and listen now. But I was in there and this happened.
How you doing?
Good, yourself?
Pretty good.
You want a double shot? Go do Wally Mammoth.
Really?
Brings everybody to the neighborhood. Right here, the owner, Adam Rust.
Oh, hey.
A little interview about this is Chicago, bro.
So it was kind of one of those magical radio moments. I'm talking to one person and they're like, hey, go talk to him. So that's what I did. I am walking into Woolly Mammoth, right next door to Taste of Lebanon. Let's see what's going on here.
That's Mary.
Okay, so I'm looking at a glass doll eyes box. It's a box of doll eyes. And there is a taxidermy dog in a glass case. Above me is a taxidermied lion and armadillo. There is a raccoon that is like animatronic holding a glass of Jack Daniels. What? Man, this is really funny. Also very, very weird.
My name is Adam Rust. My wife and I own and operate Woolly Mammoth in Andersonville, and this is what Chicago sounds like. Well, historically, we've used terms like a motionless zoo or a touchable museum, but it's kind of a hybrid retail space and a museum. There's a permanent collection as well.
Did you start this place?
Yeah, we did in 2010. So it's been here 14 years. I mean, I was always kind of into collecting and like thrifting and garage sailing and grew up with parents and relatives that were all like junkers and dealers and always going to farm auctions. I'm from like rural Wisconsin. And so I was kind of around it and just like kind of a hobby. But everything that's in here has pretty much been collected since we've been open. So once we decided to open a store, it was way different when it was in, you know, its infancy. It's embarrassing when we look at the pictures. We had like t-shirts and just like really typical kind of granny antiques and like typical vintage. And this was an organic evolution or de-evolution, however you want to look at it, into what we see in here today. And I'll tell you, it's completely jam-packed in here. There's not really a square inch that isn't covered. If you were to come in here, you'd see like tons of taxidermy and like articulated skeletons, all real. Plus there's a bunch of like taxidermy freak animals. So there's a bunch of animals that were born with two heads or no face or, there's a chicken over there, a wet specimen with four legs, and there's another one next to it with two heads. So there's all that. There's tons of scientific displays, a lot of wet specimens. And then there's like some little bit of pop culture, but also a little bit of like sideshow, kind of circusy stuff. It's kind of counterculture items. There's a lot of funerary, medical, surgical, occult, early technology. Right now I'm standing by a wall that has a ton of Victorian hair wreaths. So those are wreaths made out of the deceased hair. So they're very ornamental. They're really pretty.
Like that's something people used to do?
Yeah, they used to do it. These are all Victorian. There's one that's dated 1915, so that's super late. There's stuff in here too that was from like Chicago institutions. Like I'm looking at that dragon up there that used to be an earwax cafe. And when you came in, we mentioned JoJo Baby. There's a part of his collection here that's part of the permanent collection. It's a skull. But you can see it if you come in. But so, you know, there's a bunch of World's Fair stuff, you know, both 1893 and the Century of Progress. Tarot cards. This was from Man's Country, which was right around the corner when they closed down in 2018. That was the oldest operating gay bathhouse in Chicago. So we try to keep stuff, you know, Chicago-y in here too. We wound up in like all those like travel books, like Lonely Planet, Atlas Obscura, you know, those kind of things. And we get lots and lots of tourists. We're a little bit like Ripley's, believe it or not, sort of. So it's a lot of, but there's tons of locals too. And we rely on both, you know. And we've become the default bring your out-of-town friends spot here for the locals that live in the neighborhood and area. But yeah, most people are super into it and like, oh, this is so cool. But a lot of people walk in, They take one look around, they heel pivot and walk right back out. And then that happens all the time.
Okay. Wow. There is a fetal pig in a jar on a shelf of skulls. Here's just a case of teeth. This is like teeth in a case. There's just like a coffin. This skeleton is real.
It's a gathering space, almost a salon for people that like the weird, like the dark, like the macabre. It's a litmus test for a blind date. It's a lot of things, you know? It's a gathering place. My name is Adam Rust. My wife and I own and operate Woolly Mammoth in Andersonville, and this is what Chicago sounds like.
All right. Wow, cool. Just really feel like I walked into another dimension in that place. So right next door to Taste of Lebanon is a barbershop and then Woolly Mammoth. And I would have never gone in there if I wasn't checking out Taste of Lebanon. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Woolly Mammoth, 1513 West Foster. Okay. Incredible.